Dear God, we thank You in the wondrous name of Your Son Jesus for bringing us here today. We're so grateful for that blood that was shed for each and every life here today. Lord, may we just accept more of the love of God this morning. May You anoint hearts, as the Word of God tells us. You have to open the heart, Lord Jesus. And we know that You want to, Lord. God, place in us the eternal best. God, help us to want to go after You in a fervent way. God, anoint Your people today. Anoint the Word of God. May it go out in boldness and in power and demonstration of Your wondrous might. Praise God. Now we thank You for this, Lord. May You be magnified in You alone. May we rejoice in our wondrous and holy and glorious loving Savior. And we say thank You, thank You, thank You that we know You today. Thank You, thank You, thank You that You're in us today. Yes. Praise God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, what a wonder that is. Praise His name. Well, let's open our Bibles to the book of Daniel. We're going into the 10th chapter. And God willing, this will be the final thought, at least for now, in this text. And that's Daniel chapter 10. We'll begin reading in verse 7. What a precious text this has been. I hope it's thrilled you as it's done my heart. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned in me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of His words, and when I heard the voice of His words, then was I in a deep sleep, on my face, and my face toward the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And He said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee and stand upright. For unto thee am I now sent. And when He had spoken this word unto me, I stood trembling. Then said He unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. Now praise God. The last time we opened this wonderful text here, we were leaving off, I believe, at really the most exciting part. And that's there in verse 9, where it begins to say, I heard the voice of His words. After all the preparation, you think about what we've read here. All the shaking, the quaking, the wooing. After the vision, now I hear the voice of His words. And I'm thinking how often that's happened to us. And we think about, Lord, I've been waiting for this all my life. Lord, I've just been waiting for You to talk to me. I've been anticipating this moment when You are going to open up and really start visiting with me about my life and about the things of God. And then wham, the sin that so easily besets us. How about the sin that so easily rocks my boat, if you will? It's my unbelief. That's right, my lack of faith appears. And I find myself not just asleep, but read what it says here. Asleep with my face on the ground. I was thinking as the Lord brought this out. I've been up here a little over 3 years now. I've seen a lot of sleepy eyes out there. I have. I've seen some nodding heads. You've done well. But praise be to God, I've never yet to see anybody with their face asleep on the ground. But you know what? Each and every one of us has been there. Absolutely. And I believe even this week, I'll testify and I'll give you, it's the glory of the Lord. I've been there this week myself. His patience. How He just keeps coming back and saying, "Son, I love you. I want you." And I do. I feel like such a failure often. But I know who's for me. And I know if He be for me, who could be against me? And I know that He wants me to finish, and not just finish, but finish with joy. And I'm telling you, I'm joying in the Lord that loves me so today. But I got to thinking about this. I was thinking, you know, Lord, why don't we see each other very much with our face on the ground asleep? And this is a private time, isn't it? See, this is the time when He's searching your heart. See, nobody really knows what's going on in your life. I don't care how close your spouse is. I don't care how close you might have a friend. Only God knows. Only God knows what you're going through. And let me tell you something. He knows better than you do. And that makes me so happy. It gives me such rest. Because I come to Him sometimes and I forget that He's God. And I say to Him, "Oh Lord, do I got a trouble here? Lord, I've got a problem. Lord, I'm feeling a certain way that I shouldn't be feeling like this." And He said, "Oh son, I already know. And My grace is sufficient for thee." You know, aren't you glad that the Lord has tendered your heart to come to church? Aren't you glad that the Lord has tendered your heart to get up on your knees and to say, "Lord, I need help"? See, the moment that you quit asking God for help, you've got a problem. The moment that you think that you can get by on your own or in your own strength, or that you can just ignore something, or just, "I'm going to put it aside." Let me tell you something. You've got a problem. Be thankful when you're so weak that you hit your knees and you hit your knees running. And you say, "Lord Jesus, I need You. And I need You now. And we can't wait. I've got to get an appointment right now." And the beautiful thing, He's open 24/7. The throne of grace is right there. And He wants you before Him, worshiping in that throne room. Praise be to God. But this is what He wants in our lives, brothers and sisters. So many will read this text and they'll think, "Oh, now this is something really sweet here. It's so precious to have your face upon the ground and asleep." Let me tell you something. You need to know the Word of God if that's the way you're thinking. He does not want us on our face, asleep on the ground. Throughout the Word of God, He calls us to be awake. He does not want us to be sleeping. He doesn't want us to be drunken in the night. His Son is coming. Don't let this old world dim your hope. Don't let them put a damper on the time of times that's coming. Jesus is coming for His bride. And just think, that might be you. He wants it to be you. He wants it to be you more than you want it to be you. That's what's such a treasure to my life, is He's so for me. "Son, I've made every provision for you. Those before ordained good works that ye should walk in them, I was talking to My Father about them. Before the foundation of the world, before I ever set a star in heaven, I had a path lined out for you to finish with joy." Full truth. Complete. Exact. That full knowledge. God. Perfect. Complete. In all the will of God. That's for you. That's for my life. I want that, Jesus. I don't want to be a child. I want to grow up. If you know the Word of God, all of it points for you to grow up, to become the mature Son of God, to become someone that He can jointly reign with, that He can jointly converse with. As it says here, that we don't just hear the words, but we understand them. God, I want to get into understanding. I want to know Your ways. I want to know You like Moses did. I want to sup with You like David did. I want to come before You like sweet Esther and know that I'm at Your mercy, and that, God, You're going to accept me every single time. Oh my. Praise God what He's running to us with. But see, He wants us looking up because the salvation is drawing nigh. He wants us alert and hearing and absorbing, taking in so much His Word that we're listening to His voice. His sheep know His voice. You have no excuse. If you're a child of God today, you have no excuse. He's for you. He sent His Spirit. Be filled with it. Be overflowing with the Spirit. I want to hear the voice as it changed into a trumpet someday, and it's going to call me up to glory. And I'm going to see Him face to face. And I'm going to rejoice evermore because I'm going to be with Him forever. Oh, I've got hope. How about you? You don't have hope today? Your hope's in the wrong thing. I'm abounding in the hope of His coming. And praise be to God, it just might be today. I expect Him this morning. I expect Him to come. Oh, the things I saw in this old world. How it hurts my heart when I go to these different places. Brothers and sisters, you are so protected. I hope you know it. God has been so good to you. I hope you know it. I want you to wake up by the grace of God and be thankful. The glory of the Lord and what He is doing in our lives. God, bring us out of this despair to be a grateful people. To not be asleep. To be sober. People are wasting their lives. Do you know the message that you're receiving? By the grace of God, to be a people that is being encouraged to look for the coming of the Lord. That it isn't something that we're just talking about. That, oh, I'm going to heaven someday. It might be today. It might be right now. I might see my wonderful King of Glory in just a moment in the twinkling of an eye. That's what you have. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to tell you how to get rich in this world. Why would I ever rob you like that? I want you rich in Jesus. And it's a wealth that this world could never even know. It's a wealth that could never be compared. Better stay with it here. But brothers and sisters, the difference here is what he's getting at in this text and in what he's bringing out this day is heart attitude. It's the heart attitude between a child and a mature son. It's the heart attitude of playing church and wanting to be and desire to be in the spotless church. There's a difference. Oh, yes. The difference between bowing down and casting crowns. Wonderful place. But how about worship? How about holding fast which thou hast that no man take thy crown? Amen. Oh, we're getting into some places here. Well, I was taught this and that. Let me tell you something. I want you just to believe the Word of God. Please believe the Word of God. Don't miss it. Don't hang your hat on what your daddy said. Don't hang your hat on what your church has said. Don't hang your hat on what this public or religion says. It's in the Word. It's in the Word of His grace. And it's speaking truth and love. And we need to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And if that means that I am going on and I am leaving my familiar and I'm leaving my dad and my mom, and I'm leaving my son, my wife, whatever it would be, so be it. But the thing I find in my life, how faithful my God is, as I go with Him, He has grace sufficient for the whole family. Isn't that wonderful? And He does bring them. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid to go with God. See, bowing down, brothers and sisters, and we've studied this. It pays homage. It's a wonderful thing. But worship is drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. That's huge. I hope you get that. I hope I get that. I'm just starting to see a little bit of it. But that's the place that He wants. Let me ask you something, and I'd hope that you wouldn't even take this as a funny thing. But how many of our men out here that have a sweet wife, do you want her bowing down before you? Or do you want her drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss you? It's the Word of God. Sure, I bow down. I bow down in absolute splendor and wonder that this is very God, very God. But He keeps taking my hand and He's picking me up and He says, "Son, I want you to draw nigh to me in fervent love as to kiss me. I'm seeking for a true worshiper who worships me in spirit and in truth." And I'll tell you, I'm finding out that truth, that son of his, is who I want to adore, is who I want to just embrace and kiss with the sweet kisses of his mouth. I don't know where God's taking this today, but I hope we're willing to go. Praise his name. But I was thinking about this old Daniel. I'm telling you, I've been there many times. I was here this last week. On my face, on the ground, asleep. You know, I thought I wanted it. Many times in my life, I thought I wanted the truth. But see, that was the point, and that was the problem. It was. It's always going to be the problem. I thought I wanted it, but all I could do was nod off. A lot of hearing was going on, but there was no understanding. How many times I've heard and I've talked to people, just a sweet lady called me yesterday in such despair. Just completely overwhelmed by a situation in the past. In the past. Forgetting those things which are behind. If I'm still looking back there, how am I going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Is it worth so much to miss God's best looking at that terrible thing? I don't care how miserable you feel. God forbid the moment you realize that you missed God's best and the bride is taken. Let me tell you something, there will never be a more miserable feeling in your life. And I don't want to feel like that. I don't want you to ever feel like that. And there's no need to ever be like that. Because he gave us one thing. And that's to love his appearance. So if I'm so caught up into that past and into that hurt or into that triumph or whatever it is, I'm taking a big chance that I'm going to miss. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. I have one thing against thee. You've left your first love. This is real. It's more real than anything you know. It's impressing upon my life more and more. I can't get away from it because he's got me. And I'm so thankful. Do you realize, brothers and sisters, that you're not your own? You're dead. That's right. But nevertheless, I live, but not I. Christ liveth in me. Okay. Now we're going on. Got all that stuff set where it needs to be in the sea of forgetfulness. And now it's time to go on. And I don't want to even look. And I'm going to tell you, we really better not look. I better put all your stuff in the sea of forgetfulness too. What do you think of that, huh? Well, I know a lot of people, I've done mine. Oh, yeah. How can we say we love him whom we've not seen when we don't love our brother whom we see? We're talking about the agape love. We're talking about the divine love. The rubber has hit the pavement. The bullet hits the bone. Whatever you want to say, it's here. Hallelujah. God help us. Oh, God help us. But no understanding. I was thinking of that little phrase I heard one time. Oh, you can't handle the truth. You're right, but he can. You know he can because he is the truth. Amen. He is the truth. I got the Word of God. Amen. I have Jesus. Praise God. You have Jesus. He's here. And in His faithfulness, when we feel like we can no longer go on, and that's just a feeling, you know that. See, the victory's already been made. It's already been won. Upon that cross, as we've been rejoicing, it is finished. Finished. Right? So I got a feeling that's not going to help anything. It's just going to hinder. We understand that. But even though I am in that despair, and we go there, and a frustration, whatever it may be today, God still is faithful. And praise be to God as we read here, and we'll hurry along. He sets me upon my knees. Isn't that wonderful? Just in the right position to hear Him. I was thinking, if you ever study out about the knees, it's a wonderful thing. You're in the position of surrender. You're in the position of obedience. You're actually in the position, believe it or not, of believing Him. Amen. Yeah. The word works effectually in them that believe. You've heard me saying again as of late, I appreciate reading all the scriptures when I go into your house that's on the walls, on the doormats, wherever it is. Praise be to God. But is it written across your heart? And you know the difference. Absolutely. Christ liveth in me. But am I full and overflowing with the Holy Spirit? Is it evident? Is the love of God magnified in my life? There's nothing I can do except surrender. But once I surrender, it's just going to happen. Absolutely going to happen. Praise be to God. People are going to know. Hey, you're a Christian, aren't you? A lot of times they want to get away from you. But that's okay. I need my space sometimes too. But then there's these sweet ones. Like on the trip, there was a sweet lady at one of the places that we flew into. She saw that the name of that plane was High Calling. Are you faith-based? Oh man, we're faith flying. And it was precious. And she had poems and different things that she shared with me. And I want you to pray for her. She's a sweet sister in the Lord. A lot of issues there, but God knows. And He's for her. He's for you. Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, let's think about this. He puts us upon our knees, and here it is. The only place that we're ever going to really hear the voice of the Lord, the only place that you're ever going to understand the voice of the Lord is on your knees. Yeah. You can try to study it in all these different ways. We can do a lot of different things. But it's got to be the Holy Spirit that brings the discernment in your life. Now, He wants to bring that to your life. There may be things you're not understanding. There may be things that you would like to have a little bit more grasp of. How about believing God? He'll bring it to you. It will happen. That light will go on because the light's already there. And He knows, and there's a season for everything. And there might be a season that you're going through where you're saying, well, Lord, I'm not really seeing this yet. It's not mine. I hear about this stuff all the time. Well, let me tell you something. He knows, and He'll bring it. You just have faith in Him, and it comes. And praise be to God. I'm telling you, it will never stop like that in your life. It won't. Because until the moment that you leave this place, God's still working on you. You're still in school. And if you're still in school, you're still learning. And there's something that you need to know. And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's to know the love of God. And every time I think, oh Lord, I've seen it all. Praise be to God. I've just gotten to a new mountain height. It's big and vast. And I can't even imagine how big it is. And then the next time I get out there and I say, oh, this was nothing. You mean you got another galaxy? And another one? And it's just like He showed us in that picture that they're finally taking a space. There's billions and trillions of them. They don't even know how many there are. I'm talking galaxies, not solar systems. Galaxies that are so much bigger and so much more infinite than ours. And they're ever increasing at an increasing rate. And they're out there, and I went to those science museums out there, and they said right there on the wall, and we still have yet to really understand. And I said, well, I got a five-letter word I understand. It's Jesus. And He's ever increasing at an increasing rate. But the most beautiful thing is I'm thankful it's in all this. But the most grateful thing, it's in me. It's in you if you'll let it happen. God, it will increase at an increasing rate in you. Some days you might not see much. But just as I told you, as I drive up to the mountains there, every time I start going out my house and I drive up the mountains, I see those rocks as you go through. And how many layers are upon them rocks? Layer upon layer upon layer. I don't know what they call this, that stone or anything. But I know that there's some layers that are as maybe almost as thick as the church. But then most of the layers, if you really get up there, they're about that thick. They're about that thick. But you know what? It took that layer to build the next layer. And it took that little layer to build the next layer. And that's how it is in your life, brothers and sisters. That's how it is in mine. Sometimes we need to sit on the backside of the desert for 40 years. But I'm going to tell you, that's when God will instruct you. That's when God will come in and work mightily in your life. That's when you'll be ready, by the grace of God, to be used for something. And the greatest thing you could be used for is to meet Him in the air. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Hallelujah. But see, this is simplicity here, brothers and sisters. We get on our knees because of the grace of God. We come to our knees because it is God who draws us. And I was thinking again as I was studying this out. So many start off so well. And they do. It's wonderful. How could you not but start out well in the Lord? Salvation is always well, isn't it? Praise God. They see that it was grace that saved them. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. But so soon thereafter, here comes those chains of legality. Here comes that self-righteousness right there to just grab you, huh? And then you start to think that now it changes. To God's best, it's no longer His work. It's got to be mine. And what does the Word of God tell us? O ye foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? How much more clear does he have to be? It's the grace of God. It's the grace of God. And the grace of God is not an excuse to fail. I want you to know that very clearly. The grace of God is the reason to live and to live abundantly and allowing that holiness and righteousness which you already are. You couldn't be any more holy and righteous. You're a child of the King. Know it. Now grow in it. Amen. It's the reason to serve Him. It's the enabling to serve Him. It's the enabling to please Him, to allow that faith to work in me. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, this touch of the hand of our wonderful Lord is the grace of God. The touch of His hand that puts you upon your knees, brothers and sisters, is the grace of God. It's not your merit. It's not your goodness. It's not because you were thinking of the Lord today. It's only by His grace. And the grace of God and that wonderful touch is what makes the masterpiece happen in our life, because the touch of His hand, brothers and sisters, is how He calls us beloved. Isn't that wonderful? Beloved. I love that word. Much loved. Much loved. Read it here. Beloved. That beloved Daniel. Adored. And in being adored, he says, stand upright. Stand upright. Not only hear me, but understand my words. Understand my words. Can you hear the Lord saying, I want you to discern my heart? Have you ever thought of that? Do you hear the Lord saying in His Scriptures, know me? He knows you, but He wants you to know me. Oh, I'll tell you. I think this is time for the man after God's very own heart here, don't you? Can you hear that in here? Can you read this? Is this coming out to you? Is God putting it all together for you too? He's saying here, I love you. I love you. I love you from the moment I first saw you. Do you know that? Do you know He saw you in ages past? Do you know that there's somebody who loves you more than you could ever be loved today? That you don't need to be looking in all of these places to be loved. I don't care if you're a man or woman here today. The only man that you need is Jesus. And it's the truth. It's so true. God will bring the things into your life that you need. But what you need is Jesus. And He'll bring such abundance in your life when you find that out. You don't find your meaning, men, in work. You don't find your meaning, ladies, in a man. You find it in Jesus. In Jesus. And that's where it's going to be. It's in Him. I think about how He says here, I anticipated the moment when you'd come after me. You see Him waiting for you? I'm waiting for you. It's the only reason He's delaying this coming is the grace of God. The bride has made herself ready. The wife has made herself ready. Isn't that wonderful? I just sit here in amazement what He's offering us, brothers and sisters. God help us to embrace it. I am my beloved's and His desire is toward me. I will go is what He is asking us to say at this time. Christ's bride will know Him like this. She understands Him. Understand my words? Do you believe that? Please don't let your mind sell you short. Don't let self-righteousness inhibit you from going into God's best. She's going to know Him. And she's going to know Him like a wife knows her husband. And I'm telling you, my wife knows me. She does. And yet she still loves me. But how much more Jesus? How He knows us. But she knows Him. They know one another. And someday, I just think about this, let us be glad and rejoice. Oh man, that Lamb of God, His wife, she's already there. In her heart, you understand what I'm saying? It's not the bride has made herself ready. She's ready. She's operating in this life, in this place that we have as His bride. She knows Him. She understands. Do you have conversations with Jesus like that? Amen. I hope you do. He's asking you to come and converse with Him like that. You know, when that veil was rent in twain, it wasn't to go in there sheepishly, was it? He said, come boldly. We don't tiptoe in there. My goodness, as He said to Esther, and I'll keep bringing that up by the grace of God until He takes me home. Someday I'll meet that dear sister. And the King came out and said, what's mine is yours, honey. It's yours. It's all yours. These aren't just words. Amen. These are the shadows, the type of what Christ is offering us today. It is yours. And in boldness, may we apprehend this. Praise God. And finally, He says, brothers and sisters, in that 12th and magnificent verse where we started it all so many weeks ago, I have come for thy words. I have come for thy words. Someday it's going to be exciting. No longer is it just going to be stand up or stand upright. It's going to be rise up, isn't it? Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Come away. Almost here. And so shall we ever be with the Lord, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Well, I pray to God that you're comforted. I pray to God that there would be a rejoicing in your heart. Because His coming draweth nigh. I'm about ready to receive a glorified body. How about you? I start talking to these saints out here and they're saying they need a new one. Theirs are running out. Can you imagine the one you're going to get? You're going to be able to love Him like you've never been able to love Him before. I'm going to be like you, Jesus. When I see you, I'm going to be like you. All this time reading about you and how you love me, what you've done for me, the provisions that you've made for me, and yet I haven't even stepped into yet the exceeding riches of His grace. You talk about ecstasy. You talk about beyond anything that we've ever thought, seen, heard, imagined, ever entered into the hearts of men. What God has prepared for them that love Him. And that's your God. That's your God. May we abound in hope today. May we be grateful to God. May we draw nigh unto Him in fervent love as to kiss Him. Praise God. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for supping with us today. We're so grateful for Your presence here this morning. We thank You for the Word of God. We thank You for Your words of love. Lord, help us to come out from among them and to be separate, to draw nigh unto You. Lord, this calling is great at this time. Help us not to delay a minute longer, but to redeem the time and to come boldly unto the throne of grace and to truly utter the words that only You can give. I will go. And in that I say, praise be to God. Thank You for that Son. In the name of Jesus, amen.